Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick here with Noel King, and we're both filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, Congressman Paul Ryan, as you know, is on the Republican ticket for 2012. Now, that means a lot of things for Mitt Romney, an embrace of the right in an election year that, you know, really everybody thought was going to be about the political middle. Well, maybe not. But also, it's a two-handed grab at that familiar and dangerous third rail of American politics, Medicare and entitlements. Now, Paul Ryan and his namesake Ryan budget seek to change Medicare in fundamental ways, and that's why Mitt Romney, by choosing Paul Ryan, is grabbing onto that Medicare third rail. And now, just like everything else in the race, it is getting a little bit personal, although still substantive. This weekend, Paul Ryan brought his own mother into the debate. Listen.
My mom has been on Medicare for over 10 years, and I won't tell you exactly how many years over 10 years she's been on it. She plays tennis every week. She exercises every day. She planned her retirement around this promise that the government made her because she paid her payroll taxes into this program, which she had this promise with. That's a promise we have to keep.
There's been plenty, though, of misdirection and distortion in this campaign around Medicare and how it would fare under the Affordable Care Act by President Obama or under a Romney-Ryan administration. So let's try to make some clear sense of this very muddled debate here with Lori Robertson, managing editor of factcheck.org. Lori, off the top, Noel and I were just saying during the break, one thing at least that's nice about this, at least the Medicare debate, although there's a lot of misdirection, at least it's substantive and not a debate over a quote out of context or who owns a dressage horse.
At least it is a substantive topic, but, you know, we're just seeing so much distortion on both sides. I don't know if we're having much of a substantive debate.
Yeah, distortion over substance might not be better than distortion over nothing at all. Well, let's start by looking at the Republican side of this. Here's the Romney campaign's latest video attacking President Obama and the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare.
You paid into Medicare for years, every paycheck. Now when you need it, Obama has cut $716 billion from Medicare. Why? To pay for Obamacare. So now the money you paid for your guaranteed health care is going to a massive new government program that's not for you. The Romney-Ryan plan protects Medicare benefits for today's seniors and strengthens the plan for the next generation.
Lots of pejorative adjectives in there, but the adjectives aside, is it true, the charge that President Obama is taking $716 million from Medicare beneficiaries and spending it on someone else?
Well, the health care law does take $716 billion out of Medicare, but what the ad doesn't make clear is that that's a reduction in the growth of future spending over 10 years.
So, in other words, not a cut to the program, it's a reduction in growth.
Exactly. So you're not slashing, you know, the ad makes it sound like you're slashing the current budget. But they're not. And really, both campaigns want to cut the future growth of spending of Medicare because they kind of have to. Medicare spending is going up and up, and it's simply unaffordable. So there's that. But the healthcare law, you know, does count that those savings, if you want to call them savings instead of cuts. And, you know, one side always wants to call their cuts savings and the other side, you know, they're making cuts, of course. But those savings are counted when the Congressional Budget Office scores the bill as money that will pay for other elements of the Affordable Care Act. So there's some truth to that. But also reducing that growth of Medicare spending does extend the life of the Medicare program. Ryan, his plan that was part of the House budget included many of those same, cuts or savings, whatever you want to call them. But now the Romney campaign is saying they're not going to do that. They're going to restore that money.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lori Robertson, we'll move on to the Romney, the Paul Ryan budget in just a moment. True or false also, of that $716 million that Mitt Romney is attacking President Obama on, true or false, a huge chunk of that comes from reducing taxpayer subsidies that essentially go to private insurance for a certain kind of Medicare, not the part of Medicare that most people get, but this thing called Medicare Advantage. That's a private program.
Yes, that's true. It's $716 billion. You said million, so just correcting you.
Please do, okay. Yes.
But yes, there are two main programs that are two main elements to those cuts or savings. And one is Medicare Advantage. Those private plans, about a quarter of seniors who are on Medicare choose to get it through those private plans. And they are on average paid more per beneficiary by the federal government than traditional Medicare. So the health care law reduces those extra payments over time until they're even. The other big part of those cuts, it's a reduction, again, in the growth of payments to hospitals, home health, hospice services, and
nursing homes and doctors.
Yeah,
and people like
not doctors.
Not
though.
Doctors, nursing homes,
yeah.
though. All right, well, let's move on to the counterattack. Listen to President Obama's campaign going after Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan on their Medicare system, using some dirty words here.
Now Mitt Romney's attacking the president on Medicare? The nonpartisan AARP says Obamacare cracks down on Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse, and strengthens guaranteed benefits. And the Ryan plan? AARP says it would undermine Medicare and could lead to higher costs for seniors. And experts say Ryan's voucher plan could raise future retirees' costs more than $6,000. Get the facts.
Get the facts. We have a minute left. We know that pejorative word voucher, but what about the $6,000? A credible claim that the Republicans are going to raise grandma's Medicare payment $6,000?
Yeah, it's not a credible claim. This pertains to an older Ryan plan from last year that was not as generous in terms of those, if you want to call them vouchers, or we've referred to them as subsidies. The new plan is more generous in how those subsidies will increase over time. So this $6,000 claim, which is based on a Congressional Budget Office report, is just no longer relevant.
No longer relevant. Well, we've established that we're happy they're talking substance, but the substance is a little blurry, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is. Well, thanks for joining us for a little bit of Fact Check. Lori Robertson, managing editor of factcheck.org, trying to get the facts on Medicare. We'll keep trying.